we're coming to. What people need today is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Yeah, well, can people handle the truth, though?
I believe they can, in the Situation Room.
Welcome to the Situation Room, the program that applies God's word to our present situation. We take the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth of God's word and apply it to our daily lives. Because at the end of the day, what really matters is not what I say or what somebody else say, but what does the word of God say? And I ask you, you take everything that I say or you hear somebody else say on this program and you check it out with the word of God. Because if I or anyone try to put something on your spiritual plate that don't line up with the scriptures, well, just put that in your spiritual garbage disposal. Because all you want on your spiritual plate is the truth that's found in the word of God. And we don't have to be afraid to tell the truth, because God is on our side. We don't have to be afraid to stand up for the truth, because God is on our side. We don't have to bag up or shut up, but we can stand up and speak up for the Lord Jesus Christ, because when you're getting the truth out the word of God, then God is indeed on your side. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome this morning to the Situation Room. We hope and pray you've been having a good day this morning. Hope that you done got up and got you some Wheaties, some corn flakes, grits, oatmeal, pancakes, and some syrup and biscuits. So, do y'all still eat syrup? Y'all still eat syrup and biscuits. I know y'all eat syrup and biscuits out there. Even though y'all done made it to L.A., Los Angeles, or y'all done made it to Seattle, Washington, or y'all done made it to New York City, I bet y'all still eating some biscuits and syrup. And now, I don't know if y'all are still eating them sardines. I don't know about the sardine now, but there's a lady in my church. She knows about these sardines and salmon croquettes and things like that. They know all about that. And now you got to know how to cook, you know, cook all that kind of stuff and hot water cornbread and all that stuff. Now, you may have to come down south to get some of that, but a lot of y'all, that's where y'all from. Y'all from down south. Y'all just living up there in New York right now. But y'all come home to see about mama and them every now and then. Down there in Mississippi, Alabama, Louisiana, Florida, South Carolina. Yeah, a lot of people up there in New York, they come from South Carolina, Florida, and Georgia and stuff like that. All right, but let me get with the program today, because I could just go on and on. I just love talking to my people out there in Radio Land. I sure do thank all y'all for listening. You know, this program, The Situation Room is the number one program on our radio station on KLITB. The Situation Room is the number one program. We have more folks listening to the Situation Room than any other program. So thank y'all so kindly for making the Situation Room the number one program. All right. Now, just in case you got Bible questions or marriage questions, or you got a hot topic you want us to discuss, something that's happening in our world or something that's happening in the church, particularly in the church, because that's where I really like to focus on, because Jesus, he came to build the church, and the devil is trying his best to tear up the church. But the Bible, but we have that promise that the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. But just in case some of you have a Bible question are a marriage question, you can email me at BibleWayIrvin@gmail.com. That's BibleWayIrvin@gmail.com. Or you can telephone them in to me at 972-257-3766. That's 972-257-3766. All right. Today we wanted to look at Bible question and answer day. That's what today is, Bible question and answer day. Let me get my Bible and let me get the questions, because we got some good questions today. I don't know if I'm going to get to all of them, but we sure got some good questions today. The first question is, what is the difference between our natural talent and our spiritual gift? What is the difference between our natural talent and our spiritual gift? Now, that's a good question. Well, all y'all questions is good questions, but I like this question here. It says, what's the difference between our natural talent and our spiritual gift? Well, a natural talent is a natural ability that you had before you got saved. This your natural talent is something that you have before you even got saved. So whether you save or not, everybody have at least a natural talent. It's something that you just good at. I mean, you got a little niche that you just good at. It may be cooking, cleaning, sewing, working on cars. It may even be an athletic gift that you have. You know, you're a good basketball player, football player. But it's something, it's a talent that help people on the natural level. It's a talent that God has given to you to more or less just help people on the natural level, because the natural talent are done in the energy of the flesh. I mean, you do your natural talent by trusting you. It's on the energy of the flesh. The natural talent is something that you was born with at birth. A natural talent may even be something that you inherited from your parents, such as cooking, cleaning, working on cars. You know, it just looked like runs in your family. It's something that your daddy was good at working on cars. You good at working on cars. Your mama was good at cooking. You good at cooking. So a natural talent could be something that kind of even come through the bloodline, your natural bloodline. So it don't necessarily always have to be. I mean, just because your mama is a good cook don't mean you have to be a good cook. You may can sew, but your mama was a cook. And so, but your natural talent is sewing. So, the bottom line, your natural talent is something that you have before you got saved, Now, in the same way, just like your natural talent was received when you was born into your natural family, well, you got a spiritual gift when you was born again into God's family. See, a spiritual gift that God gives you is something that is a spiritual gift that, well, let me back up, let me rephrase this. Your spiritual gift is something that God gives you the moment that you get saved. Now, you have to develop your gift. You may have to develop your gift. You may even have to discover your gift. But it's something that God gives you at the moment that you get saved. Now, the thing about this spiritual gift is given for you to help the body of Christ. It's something that God has given you to be a blessing to the body of Christ. That's your spiritual gift. It's something that God has given you. Let me say that again. Something that God has given you to be a blessing to the body of Christ. Now, one of the main difference between a talent and one's spiritual gift is a natural talent is empowered by your natural ability, whereas your spiritual gift is empowered by the Holy Spirit. Now, let me show you that. Turn with me over to the book of 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians. You'll find that in the New Testament, over in 1 Corinthians. Yeah. 1 Corinthians chapter 12. 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Paul talks about that. That whole chapter deals with spiritual gift. Do you see what he says at verse 1? Now concerning spiritual gift, brethren, I would not have you to be ignorant. God don't want you to be ignorant when it comes to spiritual gift. He says, you know that ye were Gentiles carried away into dumb idols, even as ye were led. And one time you was following dumb idols. But he don't want you to be like that, like you used to be. So he's trying to give us some enlightenment. He says, wherefore, I give you to understand that no man speaking by the Spirit of God called Jesus a curse, and that no man can say that Jesus is Lord but by the Holy Ghost. So what he's trying to get you to see now is that the only way that you will really accept Jesus as your personal Savior and bless Jesus is because you got the Holy Spirit. And when you got the Holy Spirit, you won't go around cursing the Lord, but you'll go around blessing the Lord. That matter of fact, that's one of the signs, one of the ways you know you got it. It did verse 4, it said, now there are diversity of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are differences of administration, but the same Lord. And there are diversities of operation, but it is the same God which worketh all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. And when he says every man here, he's talking about every born again believer. So every born again believer has the Spirit, has a spiritual gift. Verse 8, he says, for to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit. And so all of us have been given some kind of spiritual gift by the same Spirit. Let me skip down to verse number 27-28. It says, now ye are the body of Christ and members in particular, and God has set some in the church, first apostles, secondary prophets, thirdly teachers, after that miracles, then gifts of healing, helps, government, diversity of tongues. And so what you have here, you have all different kinds of gifts that God put in the body. And see, he was explaining earlier, I didn't read that, but he explained earlier that all of us got different gifts, just like we got different body parts. Let me just back up then and read some of that. Verse number 14, it says, for the body is not one member, but many. If the foot shall say, because I'm not the hand, am I not of the body? Is it therefore not of the body? And if the ear shall say, because I am not the eye, am I not of the body? Is it therefore not of the body? Is the whole body an eye? Where were the hearing? If the whole were hearing, where were the smelling? So what he's saying, your whole body ain't made out of just eyes. Because what with the ears? We need some ears. We need some nose. We need some other things. And so he's letting us know here that there's different body parts. And just like there's different body parts, there's different gift parts. There's different, so you So depending upon your gift, it's going to determine what part you're going to play in the church. Matter of fact, let me back up to Romans chapter 12, and you'll see some of these other things in the body of Christ, other gifts in the body of Christ. Romans chapter 12, he says in verse number four, he says, "For as we have many members in one body, and all members have not the same office, so we being many are one body in Christ, every one members one of another, having these gift differences according to the grace that is given unto us, whether prophecy," that deals with preaching, "let us prophesy according to the proportion of our faith, or ministry, let us wait on our ministering," or that word ministering has to do with service, "or he that teacheth on teaching, or he that that exhort on exhortation, he that giveth, let him do it with simplicity, and he that ruleth with diligently, and he that shows mercy with cheerfulness." So you see all those different gifts. There's a gift of mercy, there's a gift of ruling, there's a gift of giving, there's a gift of exhortation, and which is encouraging. There's a gift of teaching, there's a gift of service, and then there's a gift of prophecy, preaching. So you see all these different gifts. So God gives you a spiritual gift in order to, number one, help people get saved. See, your natural ability really don't help a person get spiritually saved. It may help them, you know, fix a flat, may, you know, help them, you know, get the car and stuff. But what we're talking about, helping a person get to heaven. That's what your spiritual gift does. Your spiritual gift helps a person get to heaven. Just like your natural gift help a person in this life, your spiritual gift helps a person get ready for that next life. So that's, for the most part, is your difference between your natural talent and your spiritual gift. There's another scripture I can give you, because you'll find another list over in Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians chapter 4, verses 11 through 14. It says, "And he gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors, and some teachers, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ." So there is there's the spiritual gift as well as the office. These are office: the office of an apostle, the office of prophets, the office of evangelists, and office of pastor, office of teachers, and that's for the perfecting of the saints until we all come to the unity of the body of Christ. See, we all come to the unity of faith and the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, until we all become mature Christians. And so God has given gifted people who had spiritual gifts in the body of Christ. And that's what that's basically is saying. All right. So that's basically the difference between your natural talent and your spiritual gift. Your natural talent help people on a natural level. Your spiritual gift help people on a spiritual level. All right, let me move on. I got time for one more question. One more question. Is it wrong to keep praying for a particular thing? I was told that if you keep praying for something, that shows a lack of faith. Is it wrong to keep praying for a particular thing? That's what the question. I was told that if you keep praying for something, that shows a lack of faith. Well, no, it's not wrong to keep praying for a particular thing. As a matter of fact, when you keep praying for that particular thing, it don't show a lack of faith, but what it really shows, it shows that you do have faith. Matter of fact, Jesus, he talked extensively about that. Let me show you over in Luke chapter 11. Excuse me here. In Luke chapter 11, Jesus is talking on prayer. And his disciples asked him to teach us to pray. And so Jesus, he was teaching them to pray. But then in verse number 5, Jesus says of Luke chapter 11, verse 5, he said, which of you shall have a friend and shall say unto him, or shall go unto him at midnight and say unto him, friend, lend me 3 loaves. So we got a, Jesus is telling this parable about a man that goes to his friend in the middle of the night, midnight, and wake him up and say, give me 3 loaves of bread. For a friend of mine in his journey is come to me, and I have nothing to set before him. And he from within shall answer and say, trouble me not. The door is now shut. My children are with me in bed. I cannot arise and give thee. I say unto you, though he will not rise and give him because of his friend, because he is his friend, yet because of his importunity, which means persistency, he will rise and give him as many as he needed. Now notice, this man knocked on this man's door at midnight. The man told him to go away. I can't get up because me and my children, we're in bed. But the man kept knocking on the door. He was persistent. And then when the man did get up and give him his bread, he said, I want you to know the reason I'm getting up and giving you this bread is because of your persistency, because you kept on knocking. You would not go away. That's why I'm doing this. Now notice what he says. And so that's kind of how it is with God. When you know that God got something, when you know that God can bless you with it, when you know that all I have to do is just get in touch with God and believe God for my blessing, you just keep praying and praying and praying and praying and praying and praying and praying until God finally blesses you. And he will. He will. Sometimes, you know, Daniel prayed for 21 days and then God finally blessed him. But actually, it was a battle out there in the spiritual realm. And the when you read your Bible over in Daniel, I believe Daniel chapter 10, and the angel said, I heard you the first day, but the prince of Persia, one of these demons, held me up. So sometimes demons out there are holding up your blessing. And that's why you have to keep praying. Old folks used to say, you got to pray through. You just got to pray through. You got to pray through. And that's why Jesus even said in verse number 9, I said to you, ask and it shall be given to you. Seek, you shall find. Knock and it shall be open. And in the Greek, which the Bible, the New Testament was written in Greek, that's in the present tense. And these verbs is in the present tense. Ask means keep on asking. Seek, keep on seeking. Knock, keep on knocking until that door is open unto you. So you gotta be persistent. You gotta be persistent. So is it wrong to keep praying for a particular thing? No. God expects you to keep praying until you get your blessing from God. Then there's another scripture that over in chapter 18 of Luke. Luke chapter 18, you see a woman that is persistent. The Bible says, beginning with verse number 1, and he spoke a parable unto them to this end, that men should always pray and not faint. Listen, if you're not praying, you're going to give up. So one of the ways to keep from giving up is to keep praying. Saying, there was in a city a judge which feared not God, neither regard man. And there was a widow in that city. And she came to him, saying, avenge me of my adversary. And he would not for a while. But afterwards he said within himself, though I fear not God, nor regard man, yet because this widow troubled me, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming, she weary me. This woman is about to wear this judge out. And notice what the Lord said. And the Lord says, hear what the unjust judge said. And shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto him, though he bear long with them? I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Listen, God says, now if this old mean judge, if he's going to answer this woman's request, don't you think a nice, good God who loves you, don't you think he'll answer your request if you keep coming to him? Yes, he will. Because God wants you to keep asking, he wants you to keep seeking, and he wants you to keep on knocking. And watch God bless you. All right. That's going to be it for today in the Situation Room. I had another question here. Matter of fact, there was a question about fasting. Should Christian fast? And how should we fast? Well, we'll answer that. We don't have time to answer it today. So tune in next week, same time, same station, and we'll answer that question about fasting. Well, look like the clock on the wall is saying that's going to be all for this portion of the Situation Room. We do thank you for joining us today in the Situation Room. We hope something was said, something was done to help you and encourage you on your Christian journey. Now, let me encourage you to stay with us the rest of the day. Remember, our format here at KLITB is at the top of the hour, we minister in the Word, and at the bottom of the hour, we minister in the mix. That's music and a whole lot more. So at 9 o'clock, we'll take a look in the book. I'll let you listen to a portion of a sermon I preach right here at Bible Way Community Baptist Church. Then at 10 o'clock, that's time for a program called Unshackled. It's a radio drama, and it'll make you face yourself and think. Then at 11 o'clock, we'll take a deeper look in the book. I'll let you listen to a portion of our Wednesday night Bible study. Ooh, we have folks who are not even members of our church who love our Wednesday night Bible study. Then at 12 o'clock, if you missed any of these programs, guess what? We begin to rebroadcast them. So listen to us all day long, because we're in your corner right here in the Situation Room. God bless you. Have a good day.